How I Turned My Pasture of Thorny Calorie Pears into an Asian Pear Orchard by Bark Grafting and Cleft Grafting. That's this week on Thrive in the Future. Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive, designing your intentional life, homesteading, gardening, and rediscovering culture and tradition. Hey, times are tough. You want to be more self-sufficient and grow more food with even enough to share with family and friends or to sell some of that surplus. You've heard about this food forest thing, but it's also overwhelming to get started. I can help. My thriving food forest design can help you realize your dreams of an edible foodscape or a perennial paradise that'll come back every year so you could grow more food and be more self-sufficient. Schedule your free discovery call with me at thrivingfoodforest.com. Welcome back to Thrive in the Future. So I've been talking about this on Twitter for a couple of weeks. Do a search on calorie pears and feel the hatred.
Good. I can feel your anger.
Bradford pears planted nearly everywhere are usually grafted onto calorie pear rootstocks. Now, calorie pears are thorny pears that I've never seen growing any fruit. On my land, they spread by suckers and they're literally everywhere. I cut them down. That just makes them mad and spreads even more. The roots are several feet down. What to do? The government says cut them down and spray the stump with 50% glyphosate and some other harsh chemical. And I've seen a guy pull them up with a tractor and the roots are literally everywhere, much longer than the tree and farther out than the drip line. So the good is my horses eat them as fodder in the late fall and early spring, but they can't keep up. So my friend, Mike, from 39th Parallel Nursery, said graft on Asian pears like Chajuro and European pears like Turnbull. And there's two ways that I do this. So you can go over to the Thrive in the Future site and you can see my show notes here that have all my pictures. But first, I bark graft calorie pears. For larger trees, I cut them low and then I bark graft on the pears. You gently slice the outer bark, and using a grafting knife, you loosen the outer bark. You cut an Asian pear scion, strip it a little, and place it in between the bark and the core of the tree. I wrap it in parafilm grafting tape. Now, parafilm grafting tape is going to come off in this situation with a big tree, so then I tightly wrap it with electrical tape over the grafting tape. I seal it with grafting compound. And you can see some pictures on the website, and you've seen these on Twitter. I either put in black pruning sealer, or I've used vegetable-based modeling clay that seems to work really well. And then I started using this Japanese pruning sealer that I really like a lot. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Now, if the tree is not as large, for smaller trees, I cut them off and then I cleft graft. I use a machete and a hammer, and I make a cleft in the top of the tree where I cut it off. I stick the scions into the graft cleft, the cleft in the tree, and I kind of arrange them so they're closer to the cambium on the outside. I wrap it with parafilm grafting tape and then tightly wrap it with electrical tape over the grafting tape, and I seal it with the grafting compound. As permaculture says, the problem is the solution. These are very fast-growing trees, and within 2 weeks I had buds, and the grafts grew an inch and a half in 3 weeks. And now, they're over a foot tall. So Mike says they'll put on fruit in 1 to 2 years. I have so many of these that I could have a profitable pear orchard in a few years. In my back pasture, where I get a lot of deer pressure, I chainsawed off the trees at the high enough level so that the deer won't get to them. Then I stood on a step ladder and I bark grafted or cleft grafted onto those trees. So the problem really is the solution. That's just a quick update here on Thrive in the Future. If you like this episode, leave us a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thrive in the Future. You can also go to our stuff page and buy some stuff. Or go to grownuttrees.com and buy some trees. And I now have a Substack. It's thriveinthefuturesubstack.com. And that's where I post some of the articles that were on Thriving News, some of the things written by Perpend, as well as I post these episodes over there as well. So go over there, subscribe, That's at thrivingthefuture.substack.com. Thank you for listening to the Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Thrive in the Fute, and also go to thrivingthefuture.com.